Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about leeches. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, is it true that all companies typically have a leech or leeches that do don't do much work, but either borrows or steals credit from others who actually do the work? No. That's going to be really, really hard. I mean, it can happen. It's a bit of a stretch to say that everybody has it. You have some archetypes of people who are not going to be so useful to the company, but on average, it's not the case that they're like stealing credit for somebody else's work. The way mainstream programming usually works makes that very difficult. You have everything from commits that are like labeled with your name to pull requests to individual stories, etc. So that the accountability towards a given individual and a specific release is pretty, pretty high. There's a tight coupling there where you're not going to push something into production unless you could in theory do something like really astonishingly weird, such as repushing people's work or like basically stealing, as you were saying, stealing it. But I mean, if you're doing that, then there would have to be some way for you to sort of opt out of the tracking of who's working on what story, etc., etc. And the question really is, what do you stand to gain? So if we're not talking about daily stories, then it might be specific products or something like that. But I mean, anybody who's ever been part of a group project in school will be able to testify, and it's most likely the case that you are the victim of this if you're a software developer. That's me being more than a little biased. But odds are that you will be in a group where there might be one person who actually does all the work, and then you have everybody else kind of just fuck off because they don't feel like they don't need to work because that person is doing all the work now. But like the people that you usually find who are if you want to talk about unproductivity and sort of nefarious behavior, it's not that common that you see people act nefariously in software, like in overall. What you usually see are, like, the closest thing to it is that you have very opinionated people, or you have people who are like they have a way of working, they want to do work in a specific way, and they will throw a fit over that. You might have coworkers who report you to your manager or something like that, where like they basically just tell their side of the story. And because we live in a weird, stupid age, well, we've never really not done that. You might actually find that you get complaints behind your back and nobody's going to tell you who it is, because so you can't actually do much about it. And in the wrong company, you might actually be in for some serious trouble if someone just reports you for having a bad attitude or something like that. It really comes down to the company. And like, these are like the main like problem makers, in my opinion. But then you of course have also people who have how do I put this? You have people who, it's not that they're doing the bare necessity per se, it's more the case that they simply do not have the necessary skill set to complete the work that they are doing. The problem is that the scarcity of software developers is so high, so rare, and the transparency into the work that they do is so difficult that quite a lot of companies have software developers who aren't all that good working within the company, and they don't really have a person within the company who might need to shoulder the responsibility of fixing said problems, if that makes sense. an example of that is that and this is that mismatch which happens, and this is not just in software, it's in many companies where, I mean, I have friends who have the same problem, where they might hire one or two people for a specific job, doesn't matter really what it is, and the problem is that the only people, or the people that they get for that job, are underqualified or ill-equipped to actually take on the responsibility of running that department or like doing these things in a necessary manner. And so you don't get the results that you're looking for. And what then happens is that you have to hire some type of, usually like a manager or something like that, which makes the whole problem usually worse, because when you're adding a manager on top, usually it's actually like, depending on situation, now you might not actually solve the underlying problem, and that is that you don't have competent people working on that thing. If I had a dime for every time I've seen a product go down the shitter because you're literally hiring software developers who have, they don't have the necessary experience, they don't have the necessary maturity or anything like that to actually do this thing, you see like these projects acquire like tons of stories and work that goes basically down the shitter because you have people who have like these weird ideas about completely new ways of working that has like it doesn't actually produce anything at the end of the day, and then you have people who have where they care so little, like they are so unmotivated about doing anything that is necessary in order to reach results, that you're basically creating a team that is a bottleneck for everybody else. Where literally it is the case where their unproductivity spreads to the rest of the company because they are incompetent usually. They are incompetent to the point where it's hurting other teams. And this is something that I see all the time. It's a very common phenomenon, and it's a very difficult one to deal with because it's not, as I said, it's not a nefarious thing per se. It's a very complicated combination of that most software developers don't give two shits about being the best of the best or doing their best at any place of work. What they care about, they might do that in the beginning. What they usually care about is, as I said, to have a comfortable workplace and do things in a comfortable way for them. And if they lack the talent, yeah, that's going to become a real problem really, really quickly. So what I want you to take away from this is that it's not that common, I would say, that people are like stealing other people's work or something like that. I've talked to one or two people who have claimed that it has happened and so forth, and it's unfortunate that things like that might happen, but usually when we're talking about people who are misbehaving or like doing these kind of weird things, it's usually the case that either they have like a bad attitude and have like very strong opinions about things, and they get very confrontational about their opinions and so forth because of reasons, or maybe it's the case that they're for lack of a better way of putting it, they're incompetent. Like they don't actually have the skills necessary in order to do this thing, but unfortunately it's almost impossible because there are some things that you have to be able to do. Like, and when I say incompetence here, I'm not saying that you don't know how to code. I'm saying that you are so bad at coding, or you're so inexperienced, you are so poor at this job that the only thing you could really be trusted with doing is to work in a team with someone with more talent than you, is supervising you and making sure that you actually know what you're doing. Because if we leave you alone on something where you have to take any type of meaningful responsibility, it all falls to shit because you're unable to fulfill those sorts of criteria. And lastly, it might be the case that you have people who have problems with you or so forth, and then they go behind your back and they complain about you and so forth. And because of culture reasons, it might be the case, and this has happened, as I've seen, and it's sad that it is the way it is, but I've seen many people get into some fairly serious trouble for things that you would not believe, like everything from like looking at someone the wrong way, or like telling a joke to people who are also telling jokes, but they don't have the same like emotional like robustness, and then getting into trouble for that. Or I've seen people like literally be reported by junior software developers for doing virtually for the insecurities of the junior, and then having a manager who immediately disciplines them for all kinds of things, and then that becomes a weapon, like a negative feedback cycle, because the manager isn't skilled, is apparently not mature enough to understand that there are nuances to this, and that when you get a complaint, you need to look into it for real, not just assume that whoever reported it is the person who is correct, etc., etc. And then what that creates is this, and it happens, it creates this insecure blame culture, where it's you have people who are scared to do things, or scared to to talk freely, because they're scared that someone's going to blame them. And that finger pointing system is actually a very effective tool for people who are vindictive people to punish other people. And that is something that is very common, and it's enabled by the fact that you have I'm going to draw it all back to lack of character and ignorance, or stupidity, call it what, lack of wisdom on the people who have authority. Have a great day.